we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Another episode of the Rot Pod.
Yo!
Hey!
148, fellas.
148?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Got my water here. Check it out.
It's water.
We're worthy enough for that other 0.5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're 148 now.
We put in our work in, so yeah.
Oh, man.
Can't count it out.
0.5.
The 0.5 was because the audio didn't come out good. So now the audio's working there. Video's working. Listeners know that we got both audio and video going.
I'm not throwing gang signs or anything. Don't worry. I'm not in the game.
Fucking I am.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
he's throwing the Donald Crip Club. I don't know.
The Burger King.
Gibson and Mafia. No, I'm just kidding.
And every episode until September 10th, we'll just remind the listeners and the viewers about the September 10th Twitch streaming.
Twitch streaming is a charity.
Support the Child's Play charity. Support the kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
If you guys don't know about the Child's Play, it's just with the kids that live in the hospitals. Mm. It just makes it comfortable for them.
Mm.
The money that gets raised is to buy them like toys, video games, beds, and stuff like that.
For a good cause.
Yeah, nice. For good, man. You
know, instead of the kids in the hospitals all
bored as hell.
Bored and just like torture or something.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like jail for them, man. You know what I mean?
You need a little excitement in there.
Yes, sir. So.
Not old enough for a stripper, so toys it is.
Give me some Barbies. Just pretend.
So September 10th is the magic date.
Nice.
Streams will be going on from the different Twitch people. So we'll just click on one of the links and donate $1, $2,
heck
$5.
Yeah. 100, maybe a million if you have it.
A million. Hey, imagine if we got...
I'll take like... Give me like 10,000, Mr. B.
A finder's fee for a journey.
That would be nice.
But yeah, another episode 148.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
Rot Pod. Oh, yeah.
And like I mentioned last time, oh man, I think I deleted it.
Are we supposed to do a shout out to Drunken Dork?
We're back at 147 and 3/4 now.
We went back.
So, yeah. You got one of them stretch.
Drunken Dork.
Shout out to Drunken Dork.
You and your dork, we can't leave you out, buddy.
Yeah.
Dorky.
Drunk Dork.
Okay. After Six podcast.
After Six.
Hi.
Shout out to you guys.
I think he's on episode like 22 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's barely getting his podcast up there.
Oh. Nice. Yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah. Number good 22, job. Baby.
Yes, sir. We got a FYFC podcast.
Oh, shit.
FYFC, man. There's a lot of podcasts up there.
I forgot one of his episodes. He explained the acronym for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the FYFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it turned this bright.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, look at that. Another Rot Pod, of course.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo, woo!
Yeah.
Right next to that remote. Look at that.
Yes, sir. This or That podcast, shout out.
This or That.
Square Roots podcast.
Square Roots. Shout out. Is that Human Echoes?
That's right, Stretch.
Human Echoes. It's up to you guys.
Raise that money.
Are y'all related to Stir of Echoes?
Is that a band?
Nah, it was that movie.
Kevin Bacon.
That was a trippy ass movie, man.
Did they make two? Part?
They did make two, didn't they?
Yeah, they made a part. But I don't think he was in the second one.
No. I think he was still fucked up in mind somewhere.
He's like, keep him away.
He was trapped in that theater.
He don't need another.
A theater with that kid.
Oh, shit.
So,
what was it? The After... After Six podcast, we just did that. Sorry, guys. I thought it was someone else.
Shout out to these guys.
The Mike Jolet Show. Is that one too?
Mike Jolet. Oh, yeah. Mike. Yes, sir.
Mike Jolet. I hope I'm saying it right. Shout out to you, too.
He's a new guy. I gotta check out his stuff.
Oh shit! Hell yeah!
So the link, nice. The link and info is gonna be at the website, goldknocktrackpodcast.com.
Ow!
Yeah.
Oh.
All day.
All day. Every day.
All day. Every day.
Whatever you want to find out, it's at the link.
Yes, sir.
Check it out. Check it out.
And then, all right, this guy, he sent me a link. Billy Duluth.
Into the
He's groove. A DJ, radio host, here in good old Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh,
good
shit.
505. Yeah.
But he sent me a link, and he said to check it out and appreciate the listen and if you'd share it. So you know what we do on the podcast? We like to share stuff.
Share it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
We'll help you out there, man.
So his first mix was Into the Groove.
Oh, and, shit.
It's like 45 minutes long.
Holy
so
shit.
I listened to maybe like 30 minutes of it. And after that, I got busy. But you can just put it in the background and check out the different music. He puts, he says right here, 80s, 90s, and 80s. Because that was his.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
80s,
yeah.
Baby. Come on.
So the music from the 80s and 90s, he puts them together. You just listen to it, and it's just mixed up together. Instead of going track
oh,
after
shit.
Track,
yeah.
It's just one big mix and
damn. Non-stop, just non-stop. Going and going and going.
You know?
That sounds good. It's almost like iHeartRadio.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Right on, Billy Duluth.
Billy Duluth.
Do it up, man. Do it up.
Right on. Congratulations.
So, yeah, music.
No, that is.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, do you guys listen to anything?
Yeah.
We listen to, man. To the same music almost every day, huh, Big D?
Well, I'm sorry.
We switch it up. No, we switch it up. I don't mean it like that. I mean,
whatever.
We do listen to different types of music.
Yeah.
I learned from this guy.
Well, you know what I checked out last night and this morning?
Which one?
More this morning. I listened to the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Oh.
Just because we watched Suicide Squad last night.
Like
did
it.
You?
Yeah, we watched it last night.
Oh, shit.
Soundtrack's pretty cool.
Close your ears if you ain't seen it.
Yeah.
So what'd you think?
No spoiler alerts.
It was good, man. Mr. J. I like it when they call him Mr. J.
Yeah, he's like the
him.
Video
oh, yeah.
game.
Yeah. Yeah.
He calls him in the video game, Mr. J.
Yeah, the way she says it, the way she says
it.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Hey, pudding, that's my pudding. Yeah. He's looking for my pudding.
She even has her leash, says pudding.
She gets all sad, huh?
Yep.
Spoiler, when he supposedly...
Spoiler alert!
...thought he died, she's all sad and crying. And
yo.
Even the bad guys had a good heart saying...
Sorry, man.
Sorry about you, man.
It was cool that Batman was in there too.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
It was Ben Affleck too.
Fuck yeah.
He's the one that put them all in there.
And he saved freaking Harley Quinn from drowning.
That's right.
Yo.
Oh, crazy bitch, he knocked her out. Bam! I thought that was hilarious.
She's like, bam! She's like, I can't swim.
Douche! Shut up!
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was like very good.
I give it. I'll wave to. You're a 5 out of 5. Not pot stars.
I have to say so myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, almost.
It's a 4.5. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Take a half a star. Because
the bad guy, dude. Who the fuck is that?
Right. Oh, the brother one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I mean, close your ears.
Close your
ears. Enchantress, you know who she is, right? You know. Yeah. Fucking, she's a powerful chick, no?
It's scary.
Damn. See how she freaking just went to that whole other country, grabbed her freaking playbook, whatever
Secret
it was,
book?
And came back? Yeah.
Yeah, that bitch is nuts.
Somebody like that, you could... Nothing safe, huh?
Nothing, dude.
She was like a Terminator, dude. See those freaking red beady eyes and shit? I'm like, what the fuck?
And then that freaking brother that looked like he came out of that movie Silent Hill.
Yeah.
The dude with a big old trench.
Dude, wow, he's ginormous. But we don't want to give no more... Yeah, you guys have to check it out yourself.
Ah, fuck that. Did you see at the end, man?
Oh, shit. Mr. Big Ben, D. Big D, go ahead.
Break Diablo, you got
big. Oh, Diablo's badass, no? He was pretty good.
They better bring him back.
Let me show you what I can... Let me show you who I really am.
Yeah.
He's a giant Aztec warrior.
That was crazy. You know, I even liked the Will... I mean...
Will Smith.
He did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
He was
Big D. He wasn't on that... He didn't like Will Smith until he saw it. Now he's on the boat.
You only put the mask on one time too, huh?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yo. And that's when she called him a pussy.
Yep.
When he put the mask on.
He had to hide his face. That was a good movie, though. I liked it. It was awesome.
That was pretty good.
Then Mr. J, yeah, I like the way he looked and the way he talked and the way he acted.
Go ahead.
He's more like the cartoons, as I was to say.
The comics, yeah.
He has that gangster mobster.
That mafia, type. Man, Joker one, dude. When I first saw him, dude, I wasn't kind of like... I was, like, hesitant. I don't know about this dude, man.
He's actually not bad.
But then as the movie went on, I was like, fuck, this dude is fucking nuts, you know? Damn, dude, he was crazy.
Did you see one of his henchmen's gold gun?
Yeah. It's
on freaking... Gold.
That's what he gave him, right?
It was the AK-47. It's gold.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I like the one where he's actually shocking her and shit. He's like, oh, I'm not going to hurt you. No, he's like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to hurt you. Really, really bad.
He's bad, dude. Yo,
I'd watch it again.
That's cool. Where did you go see it, Mr. B?
Watch it at Rio 24.
Oh.
$5 Tuesdays.
Oh, $5 Tuesday?
Yeah.
My chick was there, too, last night.
Last night?
Was it 7:15, 7:30 or something like that?
No, the 8:05 one.
Oh, you went to the 8:05 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there last night. She saw her and her mom.
Nice. You guys saw it same day?
It's getting popular on Tuesdays. Last night, it took me like 10 minutes to find a parking space.
Oh, wow.
$5 Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Well,
better than paying 20 each.
20 each, yes, sir.
What?
And here's just one of the news that came out.
30.
Amazon launches Prime Air. It's their own dedicated cargo planes. You can see the Prime Air,
not
big old like smiley face in the back. So Amazon is doing their own cargo planes to where they can ship from city to city to city to city faster.
Yeah,
they don't have to rely on nothing anymore.
Don't have to rely on FedEx or anybody else.
Man, is that a fucking gangster-run company or what? They're just taking over everything, dude.
Taking over everything,
huh?
Right?
Planes and shit. Must be banking it.
Planes and stuff.
You know they have some Godfather in the background somewhere smoking on a stogie. What else can we take over this bitch?
Just going to the next neighborhood and collecting
money. Yeah, right.
Store to store.
See, that's what, you know, not to change subject here. That's what I don't like about the zombie apocalypse. You know, they say get yourself ready, you know, get all your food and all that shit ready. But I'm with Bill Burr. The only reason all you're doing and getting your shit ready is just for the who's the toughest one on the block.
Nah.
You know what I mean? The one who's going to kill everybody is the one who's going to store everything, dude.
They don't have to do all that work. Huh?
Right. Fuck that. Make that motherfucker work for something.
Damn.
Okay, back up. Sorry.
I've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
And thought about that before.
Like, yeah.
Get all this stuff ready and somebody's out there just watching you.
Yeah.
And they just take it straight from you.
So come over and fucking flip you over. Take your change out of your pocket.
Take your change out of your pocket. Yes, sir. We got a viewer.
We have a viewer.
Yeah, one of our fans.
One of our fans.
Hey!
See, you too can park in front of us and
yes.
watch us.
Be one of our biggest fans.
Be one of our
like that guy
fans.
Just drove off.
I don't know what you're saying, but yeah.
he's watching us.
I'm sure there's some other words like get back to work or something.
I expect more parts put out.
And last one to be mentioned, it's about photography. This guy, Olympic photographer, he's out there in Rio. And on the first day, he gets robbed. Over $40,000 of gear stolen. Damn. It says in 10 seconds.
Holy shit.
And the thing that's going around, it's kind of going viral, where they have a setup where a bunch of people, they walk up to somebody. And somebody distracting and looking at face to face, and then the other guys are in the back.
Sneaky bastards!
Yeah, so it's sort of the same thing. They did the same thing to this guy. He had his gear on the side, and they were going to start a fight or something right there. So when he went over there, just that quick moment when he went that way, when he looked face the other way, there's people in the back just took it and ran off.
Oh shit!
So all his gear.
Man, that sucks for that guy. That's terrible.
Come on.
It's real.
That's a lot of money. Too much, man. Too much.
Man, fuck Ryu.
And this guy's like,
I haven't been watching the Olympics.
And the gear that he has are like lens and different cameras and stuff like that.
Dude worked so hard for all that shit, dude, and just have these fucking Brazilian bastards just, ugh.
Yeah.
Somebody took it.
You probably already sold it.
Probably.
They need to nuke them fuckers.
Nuke Brazil.
Brazil.
Brazil's going Brazil. Down.
Brazil. And GoPro Hero 5. There's a leaked video of the software, of the new software for the GoPro Hero 5. So they didn't show the picture of the GoPro, but they showed the new software that's on the GoPro.
Oh.
Damn.
That's about it. That's the leaked, the leaked info.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
New GoPro.
It's almost like the iPhone, no? They give you new software, updates, everything.
Yeah.
Hmm.
iPhone 7.
Is there any news about that, Mr. B?
The rumor, it's just a rumor. The 3D Touch Home Button, it's basically the, because they're thinking that they're going to make the iPhone 7 total waterproof.
Hmm.
So there's going to be no buttons, no headphone jack. Remember what Big D you were saying? No headphone jack. There's going to be nothing. It's going to be completely sealed, so it's going to be completely waterproof.
Damn.
So, and the button they're talking about is going to be like a touch sensitive button, to where you touch it lightly, it's going to give a different command, and when you push it a little bit harder, it's going to give a different command.
Hmm. Damn.
I'd be all fucked up with that.
No, I want one.
No. iPhone 7?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm at the 6S.
So, 6 months later, you're upgrading, huh?
If I can, I will.
So they're calling it the Touch ID.
Touch ID.
It's like touch sensitive.
Hmm.
That's the rumor. So yeah, that's the two rumors. The button, it's not a physical button, and then the whole phone is going to be there's going to be no cracks or no.
Dang, man.
Nothing
put
together.
Has to be sealed, yeah. And all we listen to is the Bluetooth, man.
Yep. You can get yourself some wireless headphones.
Wireless
headphones. Fuck, man. I already spent a lot of money on my damn headphones. Fuckers.
What if you have to buy their Apple Bluetooth headphones?
Fuck
man,
that.
Imagine that.
See, that's another gangster run fucking company.
Joker's part of it.
Joker. This time fucking, they're having a sweatshop in China build this shit.
Damn. Look, don't they only charge like only like $20 to make the phone?
And you're the one that told me that around that company, the Apple company in China where they build them, they have freaking nets around the building because people try to kill themselves, try to jump out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And they have nets around the building to catch the dumb fucks.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not dead.
Get back to work, fuckers.
They get paid low over there.
Yeah, nothing, man.
Is it like a dollar? Less than a dollar?
Yeah. I don't know. By top of my head, I think it's like $4 or something like that.
Damn.
$4 for us, but to them, it's like 10,000 yen or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Holy shit.
Imagine that.
Those bastards.
And fucking, what are they charging us? Fucking $6 to $1,000.
Yeah, I know.
Son of a bitches.
That's like, gangster.
Where's my net? I want to jump off a building.
Oh, you bastards. What the hell's wrong with you people?
Jump off a building. You're on the first floor.
Us poor folks want something nice too. Shit.
I know. Fuck, man. I'll give you 10,000 yen.
$4. Here you go.
Anybody got some yen?
I need to translate that.
I'm a little short
too.
On my yen this week. You might as well.
Yin yen.
Yeah.
Yin yen dollars.
Rip-offs, man. Rip-offs.
Yes, sir. And one last news update from myself. Rock Pod, we got a new
logo?
Co-host.
Oh, what's his name?
Dog of Days 2-3.
Dog of Days 2-3?
Dog of Days 2-3. He's the gamer. He twitches his game. Or he streams.
I thought he said twerking his game.
Is he with Drunken Dork?
They're rolling together.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
He streams his games on Twitch and... you could say like he's like a, almost like a, he's been doing it for quite a while, streaming his games, and he's got everything set up on his Twitch page, and so when we have him on, we'll probably have him over Skype.
Mm.
It'll be video, of course, but it won't be us three together like this. We'll be doing it over Skype and video. Mm-hmm. Mm. Then we'll have him on, and he'll be more into the gaming. So mm-hmm. we'll have a little bit of gaming.
Keep us updated with that.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, yeah.
Fuck do I care?
Hey, don't kill our vibe, Big D.
Yeah. So,
I like my games, damn it.
cool, guys.
That was awesome.
Good.
As always, okay. Mr. B, thanks for doing this. B.
So we're actually one official 148?
148.
148, fellas.
148. One, do the one. Do the four. Do the eight.
Right there.
Oh.
For you guys.
Not 0.5.
Or is it 8-4-1 to the viewers?
187. How about that?
It's the other way, huh?
Oh, yeah, one.
You're still four.
Four.
Eight.
Bam. I hope that looks right.
Look at the bags on the bench.
Oh, Stan, we gotta stop trying to. All right, fellas. Till next episode.
All right.
Right on, man. It was awesome. Thank you, Mr. B.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Be safe, guys.
Peace.
Peace.